guys. Welcome to Stream It or Leave It. I'm Kyle, and I'm the one that's been watching all the bad streaming content and picked out the good ones. So here are three more titles that I recommend adding to your list. The first film I'm going to cover is 2015's The Invitation, which can be found on Netflix. I went to this film with very low expectations because, well, the director made Jennifer's Body, and I think that's all you need to know. But fortunately, I was surprised with how it turned out. The film centers around our main character who's at a dinner party hosted by his ex-wife and her new boo thing. How awkward. In fact, this entire film is pretty tense and keeps the awkwardness going because surprise, surprise, his ex-wife may or may not have joined a cult since they've been apart. It does have that whole cliche bit of nobody believes the main character, but eventually the whole dinner party increasingly becomes more and more suspicious as the hosts become more and more, cult-like? This is very much of a horror thriller film, and the acting is not too shabby. I bought into every character, and the dynamic between them all was pretty natural, so I like the group of friends, who unfortunately, they have to deal with a 21st century Manson family coming after them. It's a really fun ride, and I highly recommend The Invitation if you're looking for something that's going to keep you glued from start to finish. There's nothing I love more than a good documentary, and I recently stumbled across An Honest Liar on Netflix. This documentary's subject matter is so unique and interesting that the story sells itself. This documentary chronicles the life of James Randi, an escape artist and professional magician. Think Perry Houdini-like. While being a world-renowned magician is interesting enough, the story that is really being told is how later in his life, James Randi used all the deception skills and techniques he learned as a magician. Well, he used those skills to expose people that use their deception skills to con the public. His goal was to take down the con artists who claimed they were either psychics or prophets. He was on an anti-fraud crusade, I guess you could say. Many of the times exposing these con artists live on Johnny Carson, such as Uri Geller. This man has lived a very, very fascinating life, and if you want to hear these stories of him taking down con men and exposing people for who they really are, then I highly recommend watching An Honest Liar. So this week's must stream, it's not a specific title per se, but more of a group, I guess you could call it. And as I was scrolling through Netflix the other day, I saw that Monty Python's Flying Circus was on there, which is a great, great, great show. But then I started digging more, and I realized how much Monty Python content is on Netflix now. And for those who don't know who Monty Python, well, let me just tell you just a short bit about them. They're equivalent of the Beatles of comedy. They're your comedian's favorite comedians. They really kind of defined what we see as comedy today. And boy, does their comedy still stand up. Even though it was early 70s through the 80s, it's still as funny in 2018 as it ever was. They have The Life of Brian, they have their classic The Flying Circus show, as well as their tours and some live shows. Now, they don't have their best movie, in my opinion, on there, which is Monty Python and the Holy Grail, but I have my fingers crossed that they'll add it. I've sat there for hours watching new interviews and new shows that I didn't even know Monty Python had. So yeah, this week's must stream, just go in, search Monty Python, and yeah, you're there. You've already hit the gold mine of comedy. That's all there is for this episode of Stream It or Leave It, but rest assured, I will be back with three more titles, either worth streaming or worth leaving right where you found it. I'm Kyle, this is Stream It or Leave It, and I will see you guys soon.